This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Buckingham Palace isn't providing specifics, but says Queen Elizabeth has been given medical advice to rest for a few days. She's canceled a trip to Northern Ireland. The palace says the 95-year-old queen is in good spirits, but disappointed she won't be visiting Northern Ireland. Tomorrow, the full House is expected to vote on whether to hold longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection voted unanimously last night to hold Bannon in contempt. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Representative Liz Cheney, the committee's vice chair, had a message for fellow Republicans.
Almost every one of my colleagues knows in your hearts that what happened on January 6th was profoundly wrong.
But following former President Donald Trump's lead, most congressional Republicans oppose the committee's investigation.
An AP investigation finds there are no laws that specifically prohibit police use of force against children. The AP has found instances in which children have been handcuffed, knocked down by stun guns, taken down and pinned to the ground by officers. Chicago resident Dominique Wilson says her children were traumatized when police raided their home in 2019.
Very hard to deal with, and I don't want no child to ever experience this type of pain.
The AP asked policing experts about use of force against children. They say officers have to be able to make critical decisions in the moment. A plane taking passengers from Texas to Boston burst into flames after it ran off a runway during takeoff Tuesday morning, but nobody was seriously hurt, authorities say. Day four of negotiations to try to win the release of 17 hostages in Haiti, members of a missionary group based in the U.S. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will not block a vaccine requirement on healthcare workers in Maine. The AP's Jennifer King.
Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal. The court has previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Maine will begin enforcing the mandate on October 29th. It requires hospital workers and nursing home workers to get vaccinated or risk losing their jobs. A federal judge who rejected the first request to block the mandate said the record indicated that regular testing alone wasn't sufficient to stop the spread of the Delta variant. Dozens have opted to quit, but most healthcare workers have complied with the requirement. The Liberty Council that filed the lawsuit claims to be representing more than 2,000 workers who don't want to be forced to be vaccinated. Jennifer King, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive for COVID and is isolating at home. He's fully vaccinated, says DHS. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.